Welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 1922, recorded on Thursday the 1st of September 2016, bringing you news and information from your local Norwich Evening News. I'm Paddy Watkins, and I'm joined by Alan Shirley.
Thank you, Paddy. We'd like to welcome a new listener in Cossey, Mr. Geoffrey Davies. We do hope you enjoy our Chatterbox recordings. As always, we have a selection of news items, two features, one on a stunning Gothic castle-style hall in the city, and the other an interview with the late Gene Wilder. We also have letters to the Evening News and Information Desk. At the end of this recording, you will have the autumn edition of Norwich Citizen, so do keep listening. Our first news stories include a new look for the city centre store and GCSE results for the region's youngsters. But first, an exciting arrival flew into town.
The famous Red Arrows made a rock star return to Norwich International Airport. The nine unmistakable red aircraft flew in as a perfect formation. They landed on the airfield one by one to the excitement of hundreds of fans. The Royal Air Force Group made two-day refuelling stop in Norwich, with help from Saxon Air, between displays in Clacton. Despite the Red Arrows only having a brief time in the city, crowds of people came to watch the airplanes land. Children sat on the shoulders of their parents to get a better view, and crowds lined the gates outside of the airport to get photos and signatures from the airmen.
After more than 50 years as a fixture in Norwich, British Home Stores closed its doors for the final time, with shoppers making one last trip to the department store. The St Stephen Street store originally opened its doors in 1963, but shut for good as 88 years of British retail history came to an end. The Norwich store was one of 22 which closed, the last of more than 150 branches nationwide, which have been shut by administrators Duff and Phelps and FRP Advisory. The signs proclaiming "Everything must go" have been splashed on the windows of the city store for weeks, and amid the vast, shiny, floored open space of the store, it felt like everything had. The majority of the clothing had long since been snapped up, leaving only the most determined of shoppers to delve into a few remaining baskets in search of CDs and DVDs. Fixtures and fittings were being sold, with labels on tables saying they could be yours for 50 quid. There was a more curious sight of the feet and legs of mannequins searching for a good home, with the torsos presumably having already been purchased. The department store's collapse in April has affected 11,000 jobs, 22,000 pensions, and sparked a lengthy parliamentary inquiry which left its highly profile former owners potentially facing a criminal investigation.
A 20-year-old man who went missing from his Norfolk home, sparking a police hunt, has been found. Benjamin Walpole, described as vulnerable by Norfolk police, was reported missing from his home in Felthorpe. Police searched the nearby area with the help of the dog section and National Police Air Service helicopter and appealed for help from the public. Mr. Walpole was found safe and well in the Cambridge area. Officers thank the media, public and emergency services for their assistance.
Thousands of teenagers across the Norwich area are celebrating after they bucked a national downturn in GCSE grades and recorded impressive sets of exam results. Ormiston Victory Academy in Cossey bounced back from disappointing results in recent years to see 57% of pupils gain all-important A-star to C grades in both English and maths, up 19 percentage points on last year. City Academy Norwich, which has recorded some of the lowest headline GCSE results in England over the past 3 years, saw the proportion of Year 11 pupils getting at least a C in English and maths rise from 33% last year to 38% this year. The school had been in danger of being branded coasting and facing government intervention if it did not improve this summer. It will not be clear whether it has avoided this until its performance under the new Progress 8 measure, which rates the progress students make during their high school career, is revealed later this year. There was disappointment at the Hewitt Academy, which, a year after it was controversially turned into an academy sponsored by the Inspiration Trust, saw the proportion of pupils gaining A star to C in English and maths fall by 6 percentage points to 37%, one of the lowest in Norfolk. There was happier news at one of the city's newest schools, the University Technical College Norfolk on Old Hall Road, which fuses academic and vocational skills for 14 to 19-year-olds. In its first year of GCSE results, 60% of pupils gained A star to C in English and maths.
And for one young teenager, passing his GCSEs was a real achievement. Will Minter from the City of Norwich School broke his neck during a rugby game last October and was left paralysed from the neck down for 3 weeks. Gradually, he regained movement and, despite missing 2 months of school, took home a mix of Bs, Cs and an A, meaning he will now go on to study at sixth form. The 16-year-old from Eton said he was very happy with the results, which were a lot better than expected. After the accident, the keen rugby player said exams were the last thing on his mind. "I wasn't really worrying about that at the start. I was worrying about my paper round because I had to work for the next day," he said. While his parents were told he might not be well enough to take his exams, Will left the Spinal Injuries Centre in Sheffield and came home at the end of December and was back at school by the start of January. He said he revised while his friends were in PE lessons and that his parents had been a big support. Now, Will plans to study business, PE and geography at sixth form and hopes soon to get back to his first love of playing sport. While the injury has ruled out a frontline career in the army, Will hopes to take on an apprenticeship and work somewhere in the ranks.
9 fire crews battled a field fire which was threatening nearby properties in Great Ellingham near Attleborough. Appliances from Attleborough, Hingham, Wotton, Windham, Earlham, Dereham, Carrow, East Harling and the water carrier from Heatherset attended. The crews used main and hose reel jets to extinguish the fire. The farmer also assisted the crews by turning over the field with his tractor.
A mental health charity which has helped thousands of people during their worst moments marked its half-century anniversary with a special celebration. Norwich and Central Norfolk Mind, which was set up in 1966, marked its milestone with an event at the Forum in Norwich. The event featured an art exhibition, information stands and a series of other activities. There was a steel pan band, a salsa workshop, singing, face painting, mindfulness, colouring and a smoothie bike. And children got the chance to get up close to a life-size Dalek from Doctor Who. The charity has around 120 staff, some part-time, and volunteers, many of whom have had mental health problems of their own.
Primark's hopes of getting the green light to revamp its Norwich City Centre store have been handed a boost after a revised design eased the concerns of a heritage watchdog. The retailer is hoping to carry out a major expansion for its Haymarket shop, including the creation of an extra shopping floor. Under plans lodged with Norwich City Council, the next door buildings, currently home to Wallace and Dorothy Perkins, would be demolished and rebuilt as an extension to the Primark store. The Haymarket and White Lion Street facades of the current store would be knocked down and replaced. But the proposals have come in for criticism. Civic watchdog, the Norwich Society, branded the plans as ugly and insensitive, and an inspector from Historic England, formerly known as English Heritage, also raised concerns, including that there was a danger of the Primark store becoming unduly dominant in the street scene. The store is within the Norwich City Centre conservation area. In response, the architects behind the project submitted revised plans to Norwich City Council, saying every possible effort has been made to address points which had been highlighted. And Historic England has told the council it is pleased with the revisions which have been proposed and will not object to permission being granted. The Norwich Society has said that Primark deserves credit for the improvement it had made to its initial proposals. But Administrator John Lister said much more could be done. Primark has not commented and has not provided an artist's impression of the revised proposals.